The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Egypt has opened up the border to Gaza. So Palestinians can come and go across the border. They can go get jobs. They can get money. They can bring in food and medicine and school supplies and all the things they've been denied for the last 5 years. Ever since they voted for a government that the U.S. and Israel didn't approve of. That's what that blockade was all about. It had nothing to do with terrorism. You know, they said, we must have free elections in Gaza. And Israel said, okay, and here's the candidate we want you to vote for. And the Palestinians said, we're actually going to vote for this other guy over here. And Israel said, you can't do that. Blockade, starvation. Basically, what Israel has been doing to Gaza is exactly what the old Soviet Union tried to do to West Berlin. Blockade them off and slowly starve them until they were willing to surrender their own elected government and accept foreign proxy rule, in the case of the Soviet Union, through their government in East Germany. In the case of Israel and Palestine, through their manufactured Palestinian Authority. And the blockade has been broken, finally, by Egypt. Now, you're not going to see this being reported a lot in American corporate media, because it is a tremendous political embarrassment, both for Israel, that failed to accomplish the recapture of Gaza politically through the starvation blockade. It is a huge political embarrassment for Hillary Clinton, who only 2 weeks ago was assuring the world that Egypt's new president, Morsi, was going to, you know, stick with the, Israel's demands to go on starving the Palestinian people. And I remember at the time, what Morsi was saying and what Hillary said he was saying weren't quite lining up, and now we understand why. Hillary was smoking opium, trying to polish her foreign policy credentials ahead of an attempt to become Obama's vice president in the second term. And so it's a huge political slap in the face, and that's why you're probably not going to see this reported anywhere on the TV American news. It's just not going to happen. The siege of Gaza has collapsed. And not surprisingly, Israel is trying to up the ante here, and they're trying to provoke a reaction that they can use to claim that they're being victims again. Apparently, Avigdor Lieberman is up there in Turkey saying, we have no reason to apologize for the Mavi Marmara and the attack on the Turkish nationals and that kid from New York. We're not going to apologize. We never apologize. We don't have a reason to apologize because you can't do anything to us. They're trying to tick them off. And now we're seeing this Israeli TV is running a series of ads calling for the rebuilding of the Temple Mount. The problem being that the Temple Mount is currently the location of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is a provocation. Remember, it was when Ariel Sharon walked into the mosque that triggered the Second Intifada. Israel is trying to provoke a reaction that they can use to say, those evil Muslims are coming to hurt us again. Make them stop, America. Make them stop. Go nuke them for us. They're trying to provoke a reaction. And, of course, the longer that the Arab Muslim population of the world understands that's what Israel's trying to do, and the longer they refuse to be provoked, the worse and worse Israel is going to look. Now, Romney, of course, is on a whirlwind campaign tour ahead of his presumed nomination to the Republican convention. And so, of course, when you're campaigning for president of the United States of America, the first thing you do is you leave the country. He's on his way to Israel. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. I wish they'd keep him. We're going to take a break for some commercials here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, the Republican National Convention is finally appearing to accept Ron Paul and make nice. Now, it's still presumed that Mitt Romney is going to get the nomination in a waltz. But the much-feared confrontation where Ron Paul and his supporters were going to be kept out of the convention is not going to happen. And, of course, it just makes sense. The reality is that if Mitt Romney and the GOP don't win back and court Ron Paul supporters, they're toast in November. In fact, we put up this poll at whatreallyhappened.com where it said if Ron Paul is not on the ballot in November, are you going to stay home and not bother to vote? And we put up yes and no for both Republicans and Democrats for. And I expected the Republican respondents to this poll to say, yeah, if Ron Paul's not on the ballot, I'm staying home, which is an overwhelming majority of these things. I was rather surprised to find a lot of the Democratic respondents said exactly the same thing. If Ron Paul's not in the ballot, I'm not going to bother. And so now the GOP, which went out of its way to marginalize, demonize, and screw Ron Paul and his supporters, all these last months, they're faced with a quandary. how to make kiss, kiss, nice, nice, and make it up to everybody. Because a lot of people are holding some grudges, and I'm absolutely the same way. It's the reason I put up the poll. If Ron Paul is not on the ballot in November, I am staying home. I am sick and tired of having to vote for the lesser of two evils. It is still evil, and it's a stupid way to run a country. I'm tired of all these pro-Israel money junkie candidates. Enough is enough is enough is enough. I'm not going to be involved. I'm sure somebody will vote on my behalf several times, but I'm personally going to stay home. So now the Republican National Convention, they're accepting Ron Paul graciously. And it is nothing more than a pander to try and get Ron Paul supporters back onto the platform to support Mitt Romney over Barack Obama. It's going to have to be one heck of a big smooch. I'll tell you what would work, would absolutely work, is Ron Paul as the vice presidential candidate. And then we can all pray for an asteroid. They're not going to do it because Ron Paul is hated by Israel, and Israel holds sway over the U.S. political process. You are not allowed to be a politician in the United States unless Israel will bless you. That's why Romney's on his way to Israel right now. The Federal Reserve hates Ron Paul. Wall Street hates Ron Paul. And by golly, they're going to prove that you, the American voter, are going to vote for the candidate they have chosen for you. You're not allowed to pick your own candidates. What do you think this is, a democracy? Now, we understand that Caribou Barbie is out of the running for vice president. In fact, she's not going to be speaking on the dais after all. I guess probably Romney realized she's a joke. She was a joke in 2008. She's a joke now. Putting her back up there on the platform to speak is going to demean the GOP's efforts to try and look respectable. Itself an ambition of no small dimension, I might add. But all is not lost. Raw Story is reporting that apparently a Sarah Palin look-alike stripper is in Tampa at one of their top gentlemen's clubs who will be talking politics and taking her clothes off, much to the delight of convention goers, and the strip club in question is expecting their business to quadruple while those Republicans are in town. I think that's so funny. Anyway, on a more serious note, the U.S. military is on call to use force if necessary at the 2012 political conventions. Now, if the GOP is really going to try and make nice with Ron Paul supporters, I don't think it's going to be much of an issue in Tampa. There's no reason for the Ron Paul supporters to go violent. There's no reason for them to bring in agent provocateurs if the goal here is to re-embrace Ron Paul's supporters back into the fold. What may happen at the Democratic convention, I don't know, but it's just another indication that the U.S. military is getting ready to fight the last revolution, the last riot, the last upset. So, now, I mentioned this before in the show, and I'm going to mention it again. We have this U.S. Department of Justice spent millions of dollars on the largest human trafficking case in history, spread all around the world, operated by this Israeli gentleman. It even had tentacles here in Hawaii, where Thai workers were being smuggled in and kept in slave conditions. And the whole thing blew up here. And after all that money is spent and they've built the case, they're just dropping it. Oh, we don't have any evidence to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Actually, you've got three people pled guilty. They confessed. And still the U.S. government is dropping the case. And if that does not tell you that we live in a two-tier society where the chosen ones can do whatever they want and not be punished for it, and everybody else has to obey the letter of the law, the Zionification of the United States of America is well and truly underway. This is pure ADL. And the ADL was not created to protect the innocent, but to protect the guilty. It was created in the aftermath of Leo Frank being convicted of the murder of this young girl who worked at his factory. And then just like this dropping of the human trafficking case, the governor of the state just pardoned Leo Frank. Said, he's a nice guy. We'll let him go. And so he was grabbed and lynched by a very angry population that knew he was guilty, had seen him be, you know, found guilty by a jury. And the ADL basically formed at that point to say, oh, no, 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 we must always prevent guilty people from being defamed. And they have stood up to try and protect everybody since then. Bernie Madoff, Jonathan Pollard. And now we're seeing this case here. Largest human trafficking is the modern euphemism for slavery. This is a modern slavery ring. This gentleman, this Israeli, was grabbing people from one part of the world and tricking or luring them or who knows however and selling them into bondage and slavery in another part of the world. Talk about a repeat of the slave trade across the Atlantic that led to the Civil War. Three of this guy's accomplices pled guilty. And the Department of Justice still claims they couldn't make a case against this guy. This is the same Justice Department that has prosecuted all these patsies set up by FBI informants, where the FBI will go in and give them the bombs and the plans and the money and all this other stuff, and then they'll swoop in and say, aha, we found another den of terrorists. And they'll get huge headlines, and the Department of Justice will prosecute. And the cases get thrown out of court as obvious entrapment. And doesn't stop the Department of Justice from continuing to prosecute these cases. But this one, the human trafficking, with three guilty pleas, and they're saying, oh, we can't do this one. Boy, oh boy. It's because of this that I told that caller that, yeah, Spain's corrupt, but they don't have the gold medal on this. Anyway, little bit of sad news for those of you who are astronomy and space enthusiasts, as I am. Sally Ride, America's first woman in space, and also the youngest American ever to travel in space, has passed away from cancer, and very sorry situation. Spent most of the rest of her life basically, you know, working to put science education back in our schools, which is so desperately needed. And so this is a loss that's going to be felt all over. A lot of people didn't know this. She was gay. And unfortunately, under that new legislation protecting the Marriage Act, whatever, her partner for the last 20-some-odd years is not going to be able to receive any death benefits from Sally's government service, which I think kind of sucks. And we don't know that this other lady, I think her name is Tam something, may not need the money. I mean, Sally was very, very successful. But it just shows how unfair that whole situation is. And it underscores the fact that there are very, very good people in our society who are, in fact, gay. And sometimes they have to hide it. And I know one of the three astronauts on Apollo 11, and I'm not going to say which one because it's none of your business, almost didn't get to go on that mission because one of their offspring was gay. And back then, NASA was just so totally paranoid about negative publicity. One of the original Mercury astronauts, when they went on down to Houston, one of the astronauts' wives had a job and a career as a TV newscaster. And they made her quit because it somehow didn't support the image of the heroic astronaut and the family staying at home, you know, supporting him as he went into space. I mean, it's just completely over the top. If you've ever seen the movie The Right Stuff, and there was a big stink about John Glenn, whose wife at that time had a bit of a speech impediment, stammering problem. And they wanted to put her on television because she's the wife of the astronaut, and nobody knew that she had the speech impediment. And John Glenn basically stood up for her and said, no, she's not going to go on TV. You're not going to embarrass her. Even stood up to Lyndon Johnson on that one. And it's in the movie, and it's a true story. And they were going to pull John Glenn from that first try into orbit, because he wouldn't let his wife go on TV. I mean, that's how completely bogus they were. When we come back, I'll share one more story about Viking and NASA's public relations nonsense. I don't work for them anymore, so who gives a darn? We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm going to get on NASA's case here a little bit. Some of the stuff they put the astronauts through was really, I think, over the line. And for an organization that portrayed itself as at the forefront of science, NASA was as politically skewed and distorted as any other government agency. And I know that certainly recently, where they have just pandered to the global warming crowd, much to their own discredit. And if we ever do revive the nation's civilian space program, and I think that we should, I don't think NASA should be involved. I think it's time to create a whole new agency. Go back to the original model of the scientists being in charge and not the politicians. Now, next month, early next month, in fact, just a couple of weeks from now, and we're all crossing our fingers about this, the latest Mars rover, Curiosity, is due to land on Mars. And it is carrying with it experiments to look for signs of life, specifically organic chemistry. Now, at this stage of the game, the world scientific community, not the United States and not NASA, but the world scientific community has come to the consensus opinion, the conclusion, that the Viking landers back in 1976 did in fact detect life on Mars. We had two experiments on that mission. One to basically scoop up some soil, throw it into a beaker, throw a radioactively tagged nutrient solution in there with the idea that if there were any organisms in there, they would eat the nutrients and excrete waste material that was radioactive and therefore detectable by a radiation detector. That experiment returned a positive result. Now, the result was short-lived. Then there was a second experiment, which was an organic spectrometer that was designed to basically scoop up soil, heat it, and then look at the resulting flyout of molecules for organic molecules. That one returned a negative. So NASA was, we were already reeling from the pounding we got from the White House because we did not set Viking 1 down on the bicentennial, July 4th, 1976. And, we were getting bludgeoned and our budgets were being threatened and they were saying, well, make sure you never get to do any of this stuff again. So finally they had us put it down on the 20th, which was the anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11. And, to heck with science and finding a safe landing space, we've got political points to make. Same reason they launched Challenger with frozen O-rings, because the teacher in space was on board and we can't delay this thing. What a disaster that turned out to be. With regard to the life sciences and the results that we were getting, NASA was getting phone calls from members of Congress who were in turn getting phone calls from their religiously oriented constituents saying there can't be life on Mars. It's not in the Bible. If NASA says there's life on other worlds and we're not unique and we're not special in God's eyes, then we're not going to vote for you next election. And so members of Congress are calling up, the Viking Mission Control and saying, if you say there's life on Mars, we're going to cut your budget. So NASA said, all right, well, we're going to declare the positive result as invalid because it didn't last as long as we thought it would. And we're going to go with the negative result from the organic mass spectrometer and say there's no life on Mars. Problem solved, except for those of us who knew otherwise. Since then, other scientists around the world have looked at the raw data from the Viking, and they have concluded two things. One, the nutrient solution that was put into the radioisotope release experiment may have in the long run been toxic to whatever was there in the soil. They ate it, and it tasted really good, but it wasn't ideally suited to an alien biology, and it may have killed them. Or they may have simply eaten themselves to death. These are biological organisms that are living on a very, very sparse existence, and all of a sudden you throw all this, we literally drown them in food, is the other situation. Now, regarding the organic mass spectrometer, later rovers discovered that the Martian soil contains high quantities of a chemical compound called perchlorate. When perchlorate is heated, it will destroy any organic molecules. It'll combine with them. So by design, there was a design flaw in that first Viking organic mass spectrometer that prevented it from ever getting a positive result. You could have poured all the organic molecules in the front end you wanted, but as long as they're mixed with perchlorates, you'd get a negative result. So that can be completely thrown out at this point. So we've got a positive and no negative, and basically these other scientists around the world are saying, yeah, it looks to us like they did find something alive. So hopefully curiosity is going to settle the matter, at least as far as NASA is concerned, but there is, of course, one problem. Because NASA declared there was no life on Mars, all the subsequent landers and rovers were not sterilized. And we know that certain kinds of bacteria can insist themselves and actually survive the hardship of space. There's, in fact, still to this very day, there's a NASA office that worries about our contaminating other planets with organisms from Earth through our spacecraft. We sterilized Viking. We autoclaved it literally on the landing, on the launch pad before it launched. So anything Curiosity finds, we're going to have to say, is this something that traveled there 20, 30 years ago? We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Boy, they are pushing that right now. Apparently, corporate media is reporting U.S. warns Syria against using weapons of mass destruction. No matter how much we invade you, no matter how much we bomb you, no matter how many of your people you kill, don't you dare use weapons of mass destruction or you'll really be in trouble. It's just, it is absurd. Coming from the only nation that ever actually did use nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, they're just trying to come up with a reason to justify an escalation of the war. That's all it is. Go in, start a covert overthrow. When that falls apart, say, oh, they're a threat to the world because they have weapons of mass destruction. And we all know it's total bovine excrement. Anyway, let me get back and finish up with this NASA thing and Sally Ride. One other example of NASA's political over actuality climate is you're probably aware during the Mercury program, Gus Grissom, his spacecraft Liberty Bell 7, was lost when the hatch blew off after landing. And there was always a huge debate over whether Gus Grissom either panicked or just accidentally hit the plunger on the spacecraft door that fired the explosive bolts. And I think it's very, very telling that when Liberty Bell 7 was recovered from the ocean floor, Gus Grissom's wife, widow, prevailed upon the recovery team to leave the hatch on the ocean floor, to leave forever unresolved the condition of the plunger. And I think that's kind of a very telling situation here. But because even though explosive hatches had been in standard usage and the same explosive bolts are still used today, and they don't go off by accident. They don't. They never have. But NASA decided they were already starting to design the Apollo spacecraft, and they said, well, we won't use explosive bolts on the hatch because of what happened to Gus Grissom. And it's kind of this very, very sick irony that because of that decision, Gus Grissom and two others died in the Apollo 1 fire because there were no explosive bolts on the hatch. So very often NASA's decisions were being made for political and public relations reasons. And I'm sure that was true of their insistence that Sally Ride keep her particular orientation private. And I think that's a real shame because this is an admirable human being by any reasonable definition of the word. And it's a shame that, you know, she died of the cancer. Anyway, interesting little story. We're seeing more and more of this. John Kyle is out there criticizing Obama for playing to the middle class because he says it's building hostility to the ultra rich, and you shouldn't do it because the ultra rich, they're the good people. They're just naturally better. They're rich because they're superior human beings, which is the same crap we used to get from Andrew Carnegie. And basically the theme of what John Kyle is saying is, you know, Paris Hilton has more money than you because she's better than you. Okay? And that's not necessarily true. Sometimes these media stars are merely the pawn in a larger commercial venture. And I can't think of a better example of that than Michael Jackson. And I'm not saying he didn't have talent. And I'm not saying that, you know, he wasn't very good at doing what was crafted for him to do. But he was the centerpiece of a vast commercial empire that invested huge amounts of money to make him into a product to sell. And now, of course, his family is fighting with each other tooth and nail over his estate. I have a message to John Kyle. People who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill imagine it makes them superior human beings, but it doesn't. It just makes them ordinary humans willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. They're not better. They're simply more ruthless. They're willing to do things moral human beings are not willing to do. Now, the Navy has pinned the blame for that fire that caused $400 million in damage to a nuclear-powered submarine and may result in the submarine being scrapped. It may be impossible to repair and clean up the mess. They may wind up scrapping the whole thing. And the Navy is claiming that a civilian contractor set the fire, arson, because he wanted to get out of work early. Yeah, we believe that one. We believe that one. Sure enough, we believe that one. That a guy is going to set a fire so he can go home early in the very place where he's expecting to come back to work the next day in a nuclear submarine. I'm not buying that one for one second. I'd like to remind everybody about the explosion on the USS Iowa. Remember the Iowa-class battleships? We have one of them here. The Missouri is down here permanently moored as a museum. These are World War II-era battleships, and they were refurbished, put back into service during the Reagan administration. They saw service in the Mideast and all over the place. And then they were taken out of service again because of the explosion on the USS Iowa. The U.S. Navy officially concluded that a gay sailor, distraught over being rejected by the object of his ardor, committed suicide by deliberately firing the center gun on number two turret with an open breech. And it was a horrible suicide that destroyed the gun turret and took 47 sailors with him. That was the official U.S. Navy conclusion. Now, what the investigation actually proved was the gun propellant had been improperly stored and allowed to become very hot underneath sun bombardment. And the propellant becomes unstable after it gets heated, and cooling it down doesn't make it stable again. When it becomes unstable, it can detonate. It can detonate on impact. And so what the evidence appeared to show was this unstable propellant was loaded onto this number two gun in the center turret. They had five bags instead of the required six. The inexperienced sailor overrammed it because there wasn't enough mass. It slammed into the rear of the projectile and detonated. Now, the Navy actually built a drop test rig simulating a 16-inch gun barrel, and they loaded it up with some of the propellant bags, and they were just going to drop this over and over, simulating over-ramming, simply to show that it's not going to explode no matter how over-rammed it is, and therefore it's the gay sailor. And when they drop test the rig, it went off. And so they basically destroyed the rest of the propellant and retired the Iowa ships. But the official verdict is still dead gay sailor suicide. So for those of you paying attention to the official U.S. Navy explanation for the attack on the USS Liberty, just remember that the Navy lies about everything because that's what they're told to do. Everyone likes to talk about the honor of our military. There isn't any. They're uniformed assassins and robbers and rapists and invaders and thugs, and they will lie about whatever the government tells them to lie about. That's the government's power over you. You're all trained and taught to be honorable, decent people, to always tell the truth, to be honest, not to take things that don't belong to you, not to kill people. But, of course, government arrogates those rights to itself all the time. You're taught not to lie. The government and the corporate media lie all the time. It gives them an advantage over you. It gives you power over you. Because you're taught to believe they're telling you the truth, even when they're spouting absolute nonsensical stuff, like dead gay sailor. You are taught from childhood, do not steal. And yet the government takes whatever it wants, whether it's taxes, fees, confiscation, civil forfeiture, invasion, and conquest. You are taught from childhood, do not kill, and yet the government kills whoever it feels like because it gives them power over you. That's all that power is, the ability, the willingness to do things you are not going to do. That's all power is. Apparently, a U.S. official government report has finally admitted some vaccines are, in fact, causing neurodevelopmental disorders in children. Oh, golly gee, what a shame that the vaccine companies are indemnified by the Homeland Security Act. We didn't know. Golly gee shuckies. Canada is considering legislation that will give police the power to monitor internet users without bothering for a warrant. Meanwhile, down here in the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, cell phone companies responded last year to at least 1.3 million government requests for customer data, ranging from subscriber identifying information to detailed call records as to who is calling who, geolocation tracking, text messages, full-blown wiretaps. 1.3. And that may understate the scope of government surveillance on you. They're worried. You don't love the bankers anymore. Now, the Gates Foundation has given another $10 million to support genetically modified cereal crops. And they're basically pouring money into the to this research. And a lot of it goes into Monsanto research and development. Gates owns 500,000 shares of Monsanto stock. And they're putting their money into developing genetically modified cereal crops, which will then be sold by Monsanto. What the Gates Foundation fails to mention is that countries like Hungary, France, India, and Poland are battling GMOs because not only do GM seeds and pesticides decrease the yield of actual food, but genetically modified crops are bad news financially and politically for farmers and consumers everywhere. And we're finding out more and more. We know there's this company in California that developed corn that will sterilize the men who eat it permanently. Who's paying for that research, and where is it? Where's that corn being sent? The problem I have with the population control fanatics and the ultra-rich who think they are a superior species and therefore have the right to treat the rest of us like livestock, is they always want somebody else to die to make the planet more comfortable. Utterly ridiculous stuff here. By the way, if you take magnesium-based antacids, heartburn pills, chronically over time, they're apparently there are serious problems with increased infections, cancer, heart disease, and deficiencies of other vital minerals and vitamins from taking these pills chronically. They just put this stuff out for sale. Nobody's really paying attention. The basic method of operation for the pharmaceutical industry is we're going to give it to a bunch of animals and prison inmates, and if it doesn't kill them dead inside of 30 days, we figure it's safe. Nobody's looking for the long-term effects, and of course, that's where the problems really come in. They're now finding out that Roundup herbicide, the glyphosate, is toxic to fish in microscopic amounts, parts per billion. It's damaging the DNA, triggering mutation, and the mutations could produce toxic effects. There was that other story we ran a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember the details about it, but it was basically saying there was this food crop that had been okay to eat, and then all of a sudden it's turning up to be, oh, it was the livestock feed. It was the cattle were had been eating this feed in their lot for years, and it was all just fine, and then all of a sudden it gets toxic, and the cows start dying. Well, maybe, I mean, the obvious inference here is Roundup was being sprayed on this crop. The glyphosate damages the DNA of the feedstock. The feedstock mutates into a toxic form, and the cows start dying. That's why this stuff is so dangerous. Now, up at UC Davis, this is a really good story. Two neurosurgeons have been banned permanently from human research because apparently they were performing experiments on patients who were dying of brain cancer without permission. Basically, yeah, this guy's dying anyway. Let's see what happens here. You know, it's kind of like that that commercial for kayak.com where the doctor is operating on this guy's brain, and as he pokes the brain, the guy is running the computer to do his travel booking, and we all laugh at that. That's apparently what these guys were doing. Not for the travel, but just they were saying, yeah, this guy's dying of brain cancer anyway. Let's poke around and see what happens. Just certain lack of humanity. Whatever happened to, first of all, do no harm? I thought that was supposed to be part of that whole tradition from Hippocrates. Doesn't seem to be there any longer. They're still arguing back and forth about whether there should be a ban on sugary drinks because of obesity and so forth and so on. And, you know, I'm a great believer in personal freedom and personal responsibility. And so I think, yeah, they should go on selling the sugary drinks. And if people want to drink it, that's all well and good. As long as you understand that, yeah, that sugar is going to put calories onto your body. And worse, it changes your body to the point where your muscles are used to running on sugar and are no longer able to run on fat. That appears to be irreversible. And so maybe it wasn't such a good thing. But I think we should have education and just, we have a series of commercials running on TV here in Hawaii about those sugary drinks are putting weight on you. You know, there's a lot of sugar in the diet here in Hawaii because it used to be one of our big exports. And now we're finding out it permanently changes the chemistry of your body. And you're no longer able to metabolize fat, no matter how much you exercise. That's really a very, very cruel thing, I think. Let's see, another elderly person, 89-year-old woman, scared away burglars with a pistol. We're going to keep promoting those stories here because they're trying to basically use Colorado to say, we got to ban guns. It's not working. Gun sales are up 41% in Colorado. People want to be able to go into a theater and know that some nutcase with a brain melted on SSRIs isn't going to walk in and blow them all away here. By the way, speaking of the Colorado shooter, apparently he was one of six students with a grant. People are saying, where did he get all the money for this ammunition and guns he got? Apparently he had received a grant over a neuroscience program. I hope he wasn't testing his experiments on himself here. Meanwhile, down in Anaheim, They are still having riots over that shooting by the police there, and worse, it was exacerbated by the video showing police firing rubber-coated bullets into a crowd, unarmed crowd, including women and children here. Just amazing stuff here. We're coming up on the end of the segment here. CIA still cannot get a presence in Syria. It really is a mess out there. It really, really is a mess out there. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today. After these words from our sponsors, if you want to get in a phone call, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is still going on about the banning these sugary drinks here. And they're waxing eloquent over the fact that there are no veterans running in the election this year. And actually, there is. Ron Paul's a veteran. But we pretend he doesn't exist, remember? All right. So, so we're at the end of the show here today. And obviously, our primary concern is the government of the United States of America, the government of Israel, NATO, Europe, are all trying to find a way that they can get a war going so that they can blame the coming financial crash on that. And we need to deny the money junkies that scapegoat. Because the reality is our current financial hardship, our disaster, the loss of our real wealth that we all worked for and was sucked away by a bunch of gamblers and game players and absolute corruption is the fault of the U.S. government, which first of all, almost 100 years ago, ceded the money creation to a private bank with the Federal Reserve Act. And by the way, I'm not even convinced that that was legal for them to do, given that the money creation was defined within the Constitution itself. The authority for money creation is in the Constitution. It should have required a constitutional amendment to turn around and say, we're going to let a private bank take it over. So the government created this mess. They created by selling out to the Federal Reserve. And by the way, prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're hovering on the edge of big mistake number three. And all of these people who went along with this private central bank model because it made them personally rich, they understand the people of the world are onto the scam and the fraud. That's why you got Tony Blair running around saying, don't hang the bankers. They're really lovely people. No, they're not. They know what they've done. They know the scam. They understand. They're just creating money out of thin air to loan to you at full face value, and you have to work to repay it at full face value. It's a mechanism of enslavement, like rule by divine right, rule by chattel ownership of your person, rule by compound interest. And they understand we're all coming to the realization this is no more legitimate a way to run a society than the earlier models. It's just the latest fraud to enslave the people. And so every time they get into this kind of a mess, they say, let's start a war as a distraction. That way we've got something to blame here, you know. Yes, you're hungry and you're homeless and you've lost your business and everything you've ever worked for has vanished, but it's the fault of the enemy. Those gosh darn Ruskies or those Arab Muslims or whoever it is are going to demonize. They'll fix everything with a new war. No, they won't. And we have to be ready to basically say, we're not buying it this time. You created this war to evade the responsibility for creating an economic system that loots the working people for the benefit of the elites. We know what's going on. And a world war is not going to get the governments off the hook for this treason and betrayal. That's it for our show. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, support whatreallyhappened.com, please. We can use all the help we can get. Support Republic Broadcasting. They can use all the help they can get. Stay safe, stay skeptical. Aloha, America.